After hours of struggling to resolve their differences, EU leaders on Monday agreed to block more than two-thirds of Russian oil imports to member states in a deal that will cut off a huge source of financing for Russia's war machine. The Czech Republic, Slovakia and Hungary received a temporary exemption for pipeline oil until they can completely cut their dependency on oil imports from Russia, as Daniela Lazarova reports.
Cutting Europe's dependence on Russian oil fast in order to stop financing Putin's war machine is not proving easy, and for a while it seemed that this issue could break up the unity that the 27-member alliance has shown in the face of Russia's aggression. However, late on Monday, European Council Chief Charles Michel was able to announce a breakthrough, agreement in principle on a sixth package of measures directed against Putin's regime. These include a ban on all Russian oil being transported to the EU overseas, which amounts to two-thirds of the total oil imports to the European Union, cutting off Russia's largest bank, Sberbank, from the SWIFT international payment system, and more restrictions on individuals responsible for the war crimes in Ukraine. Under a compromise that opened the way to an agreement, landlocked countries such as the Czech Republic, Slovakia and Hungary will be given a temporary exemption for pipeline oil imports until they can secure alternative sources. Czech Prime Minister Petr Fiala welcomed the outcome of the talks, praising the fact that the EU's unity had not been broken in the face of severe economic pressure and that the solidarity principle in helping individual states to overcome the crisis was being implemented. It is not yet clear how it will be employed with regard to those states which will have to start paying more for overseas imports of oil from other sources than Russia. Importing Russian oil via the Druzhba pipeline will eventually be banned as well. No deadline for that has as yet been set, but according to European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen, the ban on pipeline oil deliveries should happen as soon as possible. In practice, this could mean several years. The Czech Republic was granted one more exception for imports of diesel made from Russian oil. Around 30% of diesel consumed in this country is imported, mainly from the Slovnaft refinery in Slovakia. For this reason, the Fiala government opposed Poland's demand for a ban on imports from one EU country to another, so that some countries would not benefit from the re-export of Russian oil. In the end, the Czech Republic was granted an exemption. It will be able to import diesel from other EU states for another 2 years. I asked Pavel Havlicek from the Association for International Affairs whether this scenario is doable for the Czech Republic.
I would say that this is more than doable, actually. The conditions that were negotiated by the Czech Prime Minister and his team were, I think, quite favorable for the Czech Republic. The government of Petr Fiala actually presented the so-called five-year plan to cut off completely the country off the Russian energy supplies. This refers not specifically to the oil, but even more importantly to the gas, which is the reason why Czechia is still quite dependent on Russia. It is also the commodities that actually are creating these problems. But my rough estimate is that this will be much earlier than this. We know that the country will do its best and maximum to basically align with the sanctions specifically on oil within a shorter period of time. I know that there were negotiations about the exemptions for 2 years for the Czech Republic. So I think this is a framework that we can be applying to oil, and we know how much more difficult the issue of Russian gas is actually for many European countries. So here, my assumption is that this will take longer than the two-year period.
Prime Minister Petr Fiala said recently that the Czech Republic's dependence on Russian fuels is one of the country's greatest security risks, adding that the energy sector needs to change completely. The Czech Republic is more than 90% dependent on Russian gas, and its dependence on Russian oil supplies is nearly 50%.